relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You know, DeSantis proves the wisdom of Mike Tyson. Everybody got a plan, you hit him in the mouth. That guy, he doesn't know whether to wind his rear, scratch his watch. And he tried to play in a league that he can't play in. Hmm. And that's pretty evident. I mean, he's a confused guy. And, you know, Trump hit him in the mouth, and he lost his plan. He just went totally off key. So my hat's off to Iron Mike.
Why doesn't is that Ari Melber? I can't see the team, guys. Let me see your lovely faces on my internal monitor. Mr. G, is that Ari Melber?
Yes, that is.
Does he not know how to shave?
He always has that. I know, he always does that. Maybe that's his look, where it just looks like he hasn't shaved in 2 days.
Do you think if I mailed him some razor blades, he'd actually shave?
Well, do the Daily Wire ones.
The Daily Wire! What is it? Jeremy's razors.
Yes.
I'll send it instead of Jeremy Boring's razors. Welcome, dear friends. It's Friday. Keep the camera up. I got a question for Mr. G. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. We have an incredibly packed show for you today. It's going to be amazing. The phone number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I haven't rehearsed any of this. You may need a moment to do the calculations, as Chris Plant says on your Bomar calculator. Mr. G, how many years have you been working in radio?
Ooh, I'm 49, 15, 16 maybe.
Wow. So you're an old hand. You're an old man of radio.
I would say so, yes.
What is the rule on hosts playing clips of themselves?
Only if they're good.
Okay. This clip that is numbered 3 on the cut sheet, is that good? Is it good enough?
And also if they're about Ron DeSantis.
Is it a good clip?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. I have permission. I know you're not supposed to do this. Even the great one, Mark Levin, says you shouldn't do this. Now, he does it now and again, but very, very rarely. All right, let's talk about our side. Let's talk about what's heating up. We'll talk about Alvin Bragg and everything else and the World Athletic Federation that made an amazing, amazing announcement today. We'll talk about, is it true, Mike Avenatti? He's tweeting from prison. That's just too funny. Here we have Ron DeSantis being interviewed by my buddy, Eric Bolling, on Newsmax. By the way, guys, I forgot to mention it. I left it here last night to remind myself. Big headline, victory! Newsmax is returning to DirecTV for a multi-year deal after a two-month dispute. Congratulations to Chris, Ruddy, and the team at Newsmax. Yes, I'm biased. I have a TV show there. You should watch it every Sunday. It's called The Gorka Reality Check. But this is just proof that you never give up. You never give in. You fight, you fight, you fight. It might have taken 2 months, but they let Newsmax back onto DirecTV. Well done to Newsmax. All right, so this was yesterday. Big exclusive. Eric Bolling has Ron DeSantis on his show. And here's just a tiny little clip about, I don't know, Ron DeSantis' ego. Cut to.
Would you be willing to serve as vice president with Donald Trump?
I think I'm probably, you know, more of an executive guy. I mean, I think that you want to be able to do things. That's part of the reason I got into this job is because we have action. We're able to make things happen. And I think that's probably what I'm best suited for.
Mr. G, so it sounds like the governor of Florida thinks being the second most powerful person in the world is beneath him.
Yes, it's basically what he's trying to say because he can't say that he's running for president yet, which he might as well just come out and say because everybody knows it.
What are you waiting for, Ron? Just say it. That clip was played for me by Eric a few minutes later when I was on his show, and please indulge me because it has entertained everybody. Eric, do you have the buffer? It was me. The sad little people at Mediaite made a story out of it almost instantaneously when I was on Eric's show. Here we have the headline, A Bloody Embarrassment. Newsmax's Gawker tortures DeSantis immediately following his appearance on the network. If you missed it, why did you miss it? Here we go, a little clip.
Seb, what do you, you know, I asked, I said, if you got the nod to be VP, would you give up the, I think he'd like to stay governor if he's not going to be president. What are your thoughts on this whole idea? Trump, DeSantis, weigh in.
Let's just say the governor of Florida has not shot himself in glory in the last 4 days. Let's remind everybody that President Trump is a resident of the state of Florida that he is governor of. He says nothing for 48 hours about the impending arrest of the 45th and potentially 47th president of the United States. And then in a press conference on Monday on another topic, he's asked, and he does this snarky thing twice. He has to talk about hush money for porn stars twice and get giggles from the peanut gallery. It's an NDA, Ron. I signed an NDA with President Trump in 2015, and I ain't no porn star. I was writing security papers for the presidential nominee debate, and an NDA is absolutely normal. So the idea that he says, this is none of our business, I'm going to concentrate on Florida. You're a former JAG, Ron. Rule of law should matter to you. And the interview with Piers Morgan was a bloody embarrassment. And now he shows us how big his ego is with you and says, oh, VP, no, 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 I'm an executive. I guess being the second in line to the presidency, it's just not good enough.
We have to do something about it. That's the Skype connection to Newsmax. That microphone, that was less than optimal. Guys, let's try and fix that. So being the vice president, that's beneath the governor of Florida. I want to hear from you guys. Tell me what you think about all of this. As I said again and again and again on this show for weeks and months on end, I want to have a primary. I want to have as many people on that stage because, well, I believe in it. And also, it's super fun. Remember what it was like in 2015? Lots and lots of fun. But the idea that one person who is allegedly the front runner for those who hate President Trump can't even announce his candidacy and instead has to make multiple jokes about hush money for porn stars. An individual who says, I'm not going to comment on what's happening in Manhattan. Why not? You're a former member of the Judge Advocate General Corps. You're a former attorney, a former lawyer for the U.S. military. You don't have an opinion on the abuse of the judicial and law enforcement system in America to target the leader of the opposition? And I guess I'm not alone. A good friend of the show, Troy Nels, congressman from Texas, was buttonholed on the sidewalk outside of Congress. If you're not watching us, it's a great interview. He's got three fat stogies sticking out of his pocket of his jacket. And he had something to say about it as well. Cut one.
He was irresponsible. Ron DeSantis had an opportunity to show that he was a true leader and that he supported President Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is living in Ron DeSantis' head. That's what he's doing. He's living it, and he expressed it, and he displayed it right out in front of the American people, talking about prostitutes and hush money, this and that. Ron DeSantis, you made a big, big, big mistake the other day. And I think it's not good. You are not ready today. You're not ready yet to be the leader of our party in this country.
You are not ready to be the leader of our party and to run for the leadership of our country. God bless Troy Nels. Jeff, let's get Troy back on the show next week. We have to continue the discussion. I want to hear from you guys as well. Let's give full credit where credit is due. That was justthenews.com talking to Congressman Nels outside of Congress. So John Solomon's outfit, great, great outfit, real journalism. Please bookmark them right now, justthenews.com, and follow John at J. Solomon Reports. We've only just begun. It's America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. The number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you enjoy the show, the amazing guests that we provide for you, the analysis, the real newsmakers, the true experts, make sure you never miss anything. In the deep dive, go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Stitcher, whichever it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then check out all the amazing America First gear at the website, sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. We'll be back after these messages.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Well, it had to happen. It's the last day of the Food for the Poor campaign, this incredible organization that is on the ground in 20 countries of the hemisphere, feeding the poor, getting food to children who otherwise would go to bed hungry. I'm saddened to say we haven't hit our goals. We're a few thousand dollars short of the goal we set ourselves. Mike Gallagher did an amazing job. I think he got two donations of $5,000 this morning. Jeff, what should we do to encourage those who are sitting on the fence? Should we have lunch with me in D.C.? What do you think? What should we do?
How about cigars with you?
I like that. I like that. Well done, Jeff. All right. If you make a significant donation today, and let's say more than $2,000, you can have lunch with me here in D.C., or if you like the odd stogie, we'll have cigars together in my local cigar bar. So, do it today. Make a donation for those who are hungry. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. Once you've made your donation, if it's over $2,000, you email us here. What's your Gmail, Jeff? Let's give out your Gmail.
It's Mr. G, is it Eric? What is it? It's Mr. G Radio at gmail.com.
So MRG Radio, right?
No, it's spelled out.
Mr. Oh, spelled out. Mr. G Radio at
gmail.com.
Okay. Mr. G Radio at gmail.com, giving us your name, your confirmation of the donation you made. If it's over $2,000, then you get to hang out with me. We'll have a cigar. We'll have a bite to eat. The website is sebgorka.com. Please help us hit this target. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Give Food, Give Hope banner. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do this Easter season. You're doing it for a worthy cause. Please help us hit our targets and help those that are so in need. All right. I don't know how to introduce this man in a way that's adequate after I heard him yesterday. Well, no, Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or yesterday? It was yesterday on Steve Bannon's show. I said, I wish we had 1,000 men like him in America because then things would be okay. I met him a few years ago. Wasn't sure if he was the real deal, but man alive, is he the real deal. He pounds the street, whether he's cleaning up the ghettos of Baltimore or whether he's making sure that elections are fair, are honest in America across the nation. He's the number one man. He's Scott Pressler. He goes by hashtag the persistence. Scott, it's been too long. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Gorka.
All right, so the website is earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. Tell our 3 million listeners right now, where are you today and what are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm here in Green Bay in Brown County, Wisconsin, because everyone should not be talking about the 2024 presidential election. They should be focusing on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race on April 4th. Now, let me give you some background on why this is so important. Right now, the court is currently 4 conservatives to 3 liberals. However, one of those conservatives has to retire, meaning that if we are unsuccessful at electing Justice Daniel Kelly on April 4th, maintaining our conservative majority, then the court will flip from 4-3 conservative to 4-3 liberal. And the liberal opponent of Justice Daniel Kelly has already indicated that she will get rid of voter ID in Wisconsin. She will get rid of proof of residency in Wisconsin. They will make unbanned drop boxes constitutional in Wisconsin. Our gun rights and hunting rights will be attacked, and school choice will be defunded. This election on April 4th for the Wisconsin Supreme Court is consequential and is not only going to affect the people of Wisconsin, but it's going to affect whether or not Republicans are able to win back the White House in 2024. And so if you are listening right now and you feel motivated to help support Justice Daniel Kelly, please go to justicedanielkelly.com.
How does it look right now? I don't want to lull anybody into a false sense of security. How serious is it? How worried are you that we haven't mobilized enough people as yet?
Well, there are still Trump supporters who are unaware that there's an election on April 4th. And I know this firsthand from being in Waukesha and meeting a woman with a Trump hat who had no idea about the April 4th election.
Wow.
To knocking on doors in Caledonia and Racine County, Wisconsin, and having Trump supporters who have Let's Go Brandon flags and Back the Blue signs in their yards who had no idea of the election. This is going to be a close election that just weeks ago, Janet, the liberal opponent, was up by 10. A week ago, that number was up by 5. Days ago, she's only up by 2. We are narrowing and closing the gap, and this is going to be all hands on deck to win the election.
Well, God bless you, Scott. Let's look to what the broader picture is. We need to win that fight. But recently, President Trump was on our buddy John Solomon's show, and he had something to say about the next election. This is Cut 12, Play Cut.
Mr. President, millions of Americans last week got an email from you saying you're going to take on the Democrats in the early voting, in the harvesting game, and you're going to beat them in 2024. Tell us a little bit about that strategy, why the change, and what do you think will happen in 2024?
Well, it changed because it's so unfair. The whole process is it's a rigged process. It's a disgusting process. And what was happening is, you know, they'd go in there with an accumulation of votes, which in many places it isn't even legal. And they would accumulate votes at a level like nobody's ever seen before. And, you know, if you ever check the ballots, you might be very disappointed as an American. You may be very, very disappointed to see what happens with the ballots, whether or not they're signed, if they need to be signed, where they come from. So we're going to have to play the game a little bit differently because we're starting off with a deficit and tremendous bad things are happening.
Scott, what do you think of President Trump's change of tack when it comes to ballot harvesting?
He's right. And that's why I launched Early Vote Action on January 23rd, because listeners at home, you're not going to like what I have to say, but if Republicans don't engage in an all-of-the-above approach to voting, meaning Election Day voting, early in-person voting, mail-in voting, absentee voting, and where legal ballot harvesting, if we don't do those things, we're simply not going to win. And if you give me 60 seconds, let me identify why we should vote early. Number one, Arizona. 30% of machines stopped working on Election Day. We told the Democrats where we were throwing the football, and thousands of Republicans were disenfranchised. Number two, Dr. Oz and John Fetterman, 500,000 Pennsylvanians already voted before the first and only debate, and 4 out of 5 of those voters were Democrats. The Democrats are narrowing the amount of people that they need in order to win elections going into Election Day, while Republicans are waiting to vote on one day. And last, Adam Laxalt, Nevada. It snowed on Election Day. Adam Laxalt lost by 8,000 votes in Washoe County and Reno, where our people live. It snowed, and 150,000 Republicans in Nevada stayed home on Election Day. If we're going to win, we must engage in early voting, mail-in voting, and wear legal ballot harvesting.
Beautifully put. I wanted to reprise that in a moment. It's the top tweet on his feed at Scott Pressler, him standing in the snow. We're going to continue the discussion. Earlyvoteaction.com. Go now. Earlyvoteaction.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media. We are everywhere that matters. Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku or just go to salemnewschannel.com and follow me on my Substack. That's Sebastian Gorka.substack.com. We'll be back with Scott in a moment.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back. This is the Salem News Channel. You're listening to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. The left has taken over the culture, but it's not just the culture. It's also private businesses and big investment houses like BlackRock, like Vanguard, that are meant to be protecting your funds for your retirement. Yes, things like ESG and DIE have infected those investment funds. 26 states are starting to fight back at the state level, but you need to know the threat to your future retirement by these organizations being taken over by left-wing ideologues. There's one organization that's been representing and fighting for consumers against fraud and abuse for decades. It's Consumers Research, and they want to explain to you. They don't want a penny from you. They want to explain to you the threat to you if you have your retirement funds with one of these big investment houses. Go right now to consumersresearch.org. Understand the danger to you and your future. That's consumersresearch.org. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by consumersresearch.org. All right, we're going to go to your calls in a moment. So Dale, David, Carol, Alex, Jason, don't go anywhere. But we have to finish our discussion with Scott Pressler, he who has been doing the more than anybody else. I mean, honestly, more than anybody else, to make sure that we have free and fair elections. Let's put up the image of where you're going to be tonight, Scott. This is the special event. You are going to be at the D2 Sports Pub in Hobart, 530 Larson Orchard Parkway. What is your message going to be tonight for the residents regarding this Supreme Court election?
My message is for people to get out and vote early in this Wisconsin election for Justice Daniel Kelly. And as I just mentioned, look at what happened in Arizona with Carrie Lake. Yeah. We told the Democrats we were throwing the football. So don't wait on election day. The Democrats vote for 2 months. We vote for 13 hours. Yeah. Lock in your vote early for Justice Daniel Kelly so we can narrow the scope and focus on who we have to push to the polls in order to be successful on April 4th.
It's really that simple. Did you hear what Scott just said? The Democrats organize voting for 60 days. In the state where I live, that's run by a putative Republican, by Glenn Youngkin, there's 45 stinking days of voting. And what do Republicans do? Say, oh, I'll vote on the day. Well, of course you're going to get creamed, okay? We have to get organized. I want to have you say in front of all of our millions of listeners, why have you dedicated your life to this, Scott?
Well, Dr. Gorka, I think freedom is worth fighting for. And I think that we're blessed to live in the freest country on earth. And there's nowhere left to run. Yeah. We can't go to Canada. We can't go to the United Kingdom. We can't go to Australia. This is it. And if we fail here with this great experiment, then it's over. And no one else will be able to look for freedom anywhere else on the globe. So the fight is here. We cannot run away from it.
Perfectly put. The answer really is that simple. There is nowhere else to run. The website is earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. I want you to repeat, because it was so trenchant, the three things we must remember when we think of any election.
Yes. Why you should vote early. Please lend me your ear for a moment, listeners at home. Number one, again, I believe Carrie Lake would be governor today of the great state 48 had we engaged in early in-person voting and mail-in voting. Yeah. Because we told the Democrats that by voting on one day, it only took one day of shenanigans to disenfranchise thousands of voters. And number two, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we were all watching Dr. Oz and John Fetterman. And the day before their first and only debate, 500,000 Pennsylvanians already voted in that election. And 4 out of 5 of those voters were registered Democrats. So the Democrats were sliding into Election Day with 400,000 fewer people to contact, while we as Republicans have to cast this wide net, wishing and praying and hoping that everybody will vote on one day. And last, in Reno, Nevada, on Election Day, with Adam Laxalt running for Senate, it snowed. He ended up losing his election by 8,000 votes, while 150,000 Republicans stayed home. Wow. Let's engage in early voting, early in-person voting, mail-in voting, absentee voting, and where legal, ballot harvesting in order to win. And then once we have won, we can then provide for election integrity.
It can be done. We have to get organized. This man knows how to get organized. Follow him right now, Scott Pressler, and please go to earlyvoteaction.com. God bless you, Scott. Keep doing what you do and keep building that army. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans as we speak, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you. But there's only one way to find out, but it's okay. It's super easy. You go to ReliefFactor.com. You order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. You take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, it's Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What are we having for lunch today, Alex?
We had pizza and garlic knots.
Yeah, but two kinds of garlic knots.
One was burnt, unfortunately.
No, fortunately, I love the burnt. I love burnt bread. I love burnt steak. And I when the pizza shop said it'll be another 7 minutes because we burnt the garlic knots, I told Alex, ask if we can have the burnt ones as well. And they were so tasty. Why am I allowed to eat pizza? Because I've been a good boy for so many months. Because I was on Dr. Lucas's amazing PhD weight loss program. 42 pounds I lost. So now and again now, I can, you know, have something like a little slice of pizza. Find out for yourself if you need to lose the weight. If you've failed every other program, this one really works. Trust me. If I can do it, anyone can. Call 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. All right, let's go to your calls. Waiting very patiently in Michigan. Let's go down the line. Number one is Dale.
Hey, Sub.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and tell you that your segment or your whole hour on Making Movies Great Again is one of my favorite segments of the year. I try to watch. I have been watching the movie prior to this segment.
Good.
Every single time. And there's been at least one I've never seen before. I never saw Red Dawn. It's great to talk about something other than politics like you used to a lot more on the early shows, but I know it's all politics. I was wondering if you were going to be spanning back into the early 70s, late 60s movies a little bit. I think Rocky may be the oldest one you've done, and I got a couple suggestions.
I might. There's so many amazing ones from the 80s. I was born in 1970, so give me two of your suggestions, Dale.
Well, the one I'd really like you to do is Planet of the Apes.
Oh, totally. No, dude, done. I'm definitely doing that. I love it.
And then there's Robert Shaw, a couple Robert Shaw movies, Jaws and The Sting.
Robert Shaw is one of my favorite actors and so sorely underrated. So, yes, absolutely. We'll definitely do Jaws. Sting, we might. Give me one more suggestion, Dale.
The Dirty Dozen or Kelly's Heroes, a couple of fictional war movies.
Yeah, well, I think maybe Where Eagles Dare or The Eagle Has Landed. But all great suggestions, Dale. Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that you like it. You got to have at least an hour a week where you can just switch off and have some fun. This Monday, we're going to be doing the OG Ghostbusters, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you, Dale. Happy Friday. Line 2, David, somewhere in California.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Sebastian. Happy Friday.
Greetings.
I loved it. I saw you on Eric Bolin, and it was wonderful. Truthful as usual, there was one thing missing.
What?
The sound of the bell. The sound of the bell, like in a prize fight. You came out, and it was beautiful. There was a knockout in the first round. You got him. It was all truthful. The thing was, it was all true. I think Eric was taken just a little bit back.
He was.
I think he might have been. Because I could see it on his face, like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have been, shouldn't, maybe I should have called in somebody else. Also, I think, have you ever heard of a guy called Chip Roy?
Yes.
I think later on that same program, he wants to give DeSantis, because DeSantis slapped Disney around a little bit. Now he wants to give him the world. I can't believe these folks.
Chip Roy, tell me if I'm wrong here, Mr. G. Chip Roy has endorsed DeSantis, even though DeSantis hasn't announced, right, Mr. G?
Yeah, which was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah. Chip Roy is a fake, sadly. He's a fake, and just look at what he'd said about President Trump previously. Thank you, David. I think Eric was a little bit surprised, Eric Bowling, but he's a very good friend of President Trump's. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Carol, also somewhere in California, line 3.
Hi there.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I hope to goodness you don't just hang up on me.
I wouldn't do that to a lady. I'd do it to a man, but not to a lady.
Oh, good. Because I'm 83. And I've heard you hang up on people.
I will. I will hang up on idiots and rude people, but never ladies, especially if they're lovely like you are.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. You know, I hear you talking about Ron DeSantis, and I really wish that you wouldn't, because what if by some whatever happened, and he was a candidate, and now you've been saying all these bad things. And listen,
but hang on. If I believe what I'm saying is true, why should you stop me from saying them? Don't you believe in the First Amendment and freedom of speech, Carol?
Yes, I do.
So why are you trying to censor me?
Only because what would you say if it happened? And I hope it doesn't. But what if it happened that Trump was not our candidate for president?
Well, then I would respect the will of the American people. I'm just one voter, Carol. But in the meantime, I have freedom of speech.
Yes, you do, as I do. Although many on the other side try to shut me down a lot. But
so why would you like me to not tell the world what I believe and what I hold to be true, Carol? I don't understand. I mean, there's far too much cowardice in the world. Why do you want me to censor myself? Isn't that the biggest problem we have in America today?
No. Are you still there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Because you are not just one person.
I am. I'm not a schizophrenic. I am one person.
You're one person, but many, many other persons hear you because you're on radio.
Yes, but you're not answering my question. Why should I tell people things I don't believe? Why do you not want me to tell the world what I believe? Why would you do that? That's lying, Carol. Why do you want me to lie?
I'm not asking you to lie.
You are. You're telling me that I shouldn't say the things I believe about Ron DeSantis. Why do you say that?
I say it for this reason. What would you, who you have a large audience.
I know I do, but again, why do you want to censor me?
What if he and not Trump happened to be the candidate?
Then I'll respect that. That's the choice of the American people. But that's the choice of the American people. In the meantime, I have freedom of expression, Carol. I'm shocked that you would want to censor me.
This is what you do to people. Don't do it to me, please.
Don't do what?
I'm not trying to shut you down. I'm stating my...
But I understand. But in the meantime, until the American people choose, Carol, I will not lie. Why do you want me to lie, Carol?
I did not tell you to lie.
You're telling me not to express my opinion. You're telling... Either you want to censor me or you want me to lie. You don't want me to tell the world my opinion. That's wrong, Carol. Do you understand how wrong that is?
No.
Stay on the line, Carol. I'm up against the heartbreak, but I want to continue the discussion. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. Find out today. ReliefFactor.com, the number, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
All right, we're super excited. They arrived. Everybody on the team got their new My Pillows today. I even have some photographs. We'll show you that in the next hour. Thank you, Mike Lindell. If you want your 2.0 My Pillow, go right now to MyPillow.com. It's even better than the OG, of which he sold 71 million. The number is 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Use the secret code Gorka. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code Gorka. Let's go to Alex in Brooklyn, line 4.
Hey, Sebastian, thanks for taking the call. So I'm identifying as a woman for the sake of not getting thrown off the air, because I'm going to be disagreeing with you as well. I want Trump to be president. I do not want him to be the nominee of the Republican Party, because I don't think he can win. That's my opinion, and people can disagree. But the way you're going after DeSantis really disturbs me, because he said, no, he wouldn't want to be the vice president. You want to say it's about his ego. Well, Trump would say the same thing. No.
But it doesn't matter. Trump has been the president. He's proven himself. Why would somebody who's been a governor and a member of the House be so arrogant as to say, you know, it's beneath me to be vice president? Can you justify that, Alex? Just justify that for me.
Because a vice president barely does a damn thing.
It's the second most powerful person in the world, Alex. Don't make excuses for this man. It's beneath you, my friend. It's beneath you. Don't make excuses for him. What kind of arrogance is that to say, I'm more important than being the vice president?
Absolutely, because he can accomplish things. The vice president can barely do anything to accomplish.
And then what happens 4 years later when President Trump can't run for a third term? You know, you haven't thought this through, my friend. You're repeating talking points, and it's very, very sad. Ray in Livermore. Happy Friday, Ray.
Thank you, Dr. G.
Hey.
And you know, I'm loyal to the show. I'm loyal to the president. I think some of these callers are struggling in a way. It's something I've said on the show before. We don't want to bloody up our own guys. And I know I'm with you completely on what you're saying about DeSantis. But President Trump, as you said, is aging. And we will need a B bench. We'll need a second team.
Which is what I've been saying for the longest time. Yeah. If Ron's smart, he comes into the cabinet. He comes in as the Veep. And in 4 years' time, he slides in to the top position. Come on, Ron. Be smart.
Yeah. And in that... I want to see the mustache get bloodied up. I want to see the former UN
gal.
Bolton.
I want to see
Bolton, Nikki Haley,
yeah,
all of them.
I want to see mailbags, yeah. And Romney and all of them. I want to see him get it right in the nose from Donald Trump. But I don't want the left to be able to use our own words against us down the road. And they will do that.
But, Ray. They're going to be coming after us with pitchforks, no matter what we do. We have to stop this. Let's not give the left ammunition. If they can call Mitt Romney evil because he gave somebody a noogie 40 years ago in high school, stop it, Ray. Live in the real world. Whoever the nominee is, whether it's Ron or anybody else, they're going to call them fascists and white supremacists. Can we understand what the left is? They're radicals, they're haters, they're lunatics. We got to live in the real world. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.